Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for a series finale between the Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies at MGM Park. Time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by bullpen coach Paul Moeller. Paul, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
How much have you been enjoying how your staff's performed out in the bullpen the last couple of days? It seems like every time I turn up, it's another zero put on the board by a reliever.
Yeah, it's been really fun to watch the guys go to work. For the most part, we've just been encouraging guys to focus on what they can control and focus on their execution, and it seemed to really pay off for them.
A lot of things, too, this week is that it's been a heavy dose of off-speed this week to guys and a lot of breaking balls from pitchers. Has that been something that you guys, along with pitching coach Will Shearholz, have really kind of driven home this week with guys?
Yeah, just, again, reinforcing guys, you know, what they do well and encouraging them to go out there and throw their best pitch, especially in high-leverage situations. Just go out there and compete with confidence.
And this is another thing that's really been something that's happened over the last couple of weeks is it seems like every game's a tight, pressure-packed moment, especially as we head down the stretch into late August and into September with the playoff spot on the line. How much does that help guys in the back end of the bullpen?
I think it's helped a lot. You know, a lot of these guys thrive on competition, and at the end of the day, those tight ball games and those high intense moments, that's why you play this game. And so I think it's helped a lot of the guys thrive.
How big of a smile does it put on your face and Will's face to not only see guys thrive, but to see guys really execute pitches in those situations and remain calm in those big moments?
Oh, I mean, it's just a testament to the work that they put in every day and the preparation that they do. And again, you know, that's why we're out here. We want to see those guys have success. And so, you know, at the end of the day, that's the goal.
Almost 2 months here since you joined the Shuckers from the Arizona Complex League. How much have you been enjoying Double-A these last couple of weeks?
Oh, I've been having a blast, man. It's great to just be around competitive baseball, high-level baseball, and work with these high-level guys. You know, still getting used to a little bit of the heat and the humidity, but otherwise, I've been having a great time.
What's the biggest thing you've learned from Will and this coaching staff during your time in Biloxi?
I think the biggest thing is just remembering that it's a long season and not getting hung up on one pitch or one game and just continuing to focus on your process and trusting that at the end of the day, those results will align with what you're doing every day.
How much has that been an adjustment for you for someone who has coached in youth sports and in college sports where it's kind of do or die every single time you go out there as opposed to a 138 game season where there are lots of ups and downs throughout a season?
Yeah, I think a little, like, kind of like you said, yes, but at the same time, you know, coaching with the younger guys, you're forced to, I think, a little bit focus on the present and focus on what you can control and not getting too caught up. And so, again, I think that helped kind of prepare me for being at this level.
Who's impressed you the most out in the bullpen the last few months?
I'd have to say Cam Robinson. He's really stepped up over the last couple months. We made some adjustments with him, and he's been attacking aggressively, and it's been really fun to watch him throw the ball.
How impressive, too, has it been to see him really thrive in those pressure-packed situations from a guy who's really had a resurgence in the second half of the year?
Yeah, and like I said before, I think he's one of those guys especially that thrives in those tight ball games, in those competitive scenarios, and so to see him do well in that and see him, you know, enjoying himself while he's playing the game has been really fun.
How about the crop of guys that have come up from Appleton over the last couple of weeks? Ryan Brady, Max Lazar, Luis Amaya, another one to name. How fun has it been to see them really acclimate to Double-A and start to get their feet wet?
Yeah, that's been great, too. Those guys have come in, and you know, there hasn't really been much of an acclimation period for them. They came right in right away, and were able to contribute and kind of have success off the bat. So that's a testament to the guys down in Appleton preparing them for this level. And like I said, you know, it's great to see them having success out on the field.
Well, how impressive is that, too, not only to see them have success, but everybody talks about how big of a jump it is from high A to double A, and not only for them to start right away, but Ryan Brady's missing bats left and right and looking like a guy who's been dominating here for all season long as opposed to just a couple weeks.
Yeah, and you know, this is a really good league. There's a lot of really good hitters in this league. I think it's one of the better leagues in that regard. And so, you know, to see guys like Ryan Brady come up and pretty much dominate right off the bat, I think, again, is a testament to the hard work that he puts in every day. And, you know, he's a very talented kid, and it's been great to see him have success.
Anytime you guys go out to warm up as a pitching staff, there are an assortment of random sports balls. There's footballs, there's rugby balls, there's spike ball. You guys call it a recess before you guys get to stretch. What's behind all of that?
Yeah, so I think, so we have recess before stretch every day. I think, you know, part of it is just keep things loose, keep guys, you know, at the end of the day having fun. And then, again, promoting athletic movers. We want these guys to be a good athletes at the end of the day. And so by getting these different, you know, balls out there, having them play different games before stretch, we're just encouraging them to be athletic movers.
Who's the best wide receiver of the group, and who's the best quarterback of the group you guys got out there?
Well, unfortunately, Nick Kale's not here anymore, but he was definitely wide receiver one. You know, since then, I'd like to say Mittendorf's pretty good. I like that tall target. You know, you can just kind of lob it up to him and let him go get it. And the best quarterback, I'd have to say Amaya. Amaya surprises us as a quarterback, and Mahias, actually. Mahias has been watching a lot of that quarterback documentary, so he's channeling his inner Mahomes out there. Yeah, I'd say the two of them are probably our best quarterbacks.
Well, there we go. Paul, thanks much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. First pitch at 5:05.